The tap for campaign funds was opened last year when the Supreme Court ruled that companies and organizations could spend unlimited amounts of cash on independent political advertising. The lawyer who brought the case, which led to that ruling, is prying open a new loophole in campaign finance rules. It enables candidates to once again ask corporations for money directly. NPR's Peter Overby has more on the idea and its mastermind, James Bopp.
The name's well known among campaign finance lawyers. If you don't know it, it's Bopp, B-O-P-P. Jim Bopp brought the Citizens United case and breached the wall between corporate money and partisan politics. He unraveled major provisions of the McCain-Feingold law. He's helped to make state judicial elections more expensive. He's fighting to undo mandatory disclosure of donors. And now he says he's found a way for federal candidates to ask corporations for cash. He parsed two court rulings, one of them on a case he filed. By his reading, and contrary to past law, it's okay for a federal candidate to call up a CEO and make the ask.
I can read the law, and I felt confident that what we were doing was well within the strictures of the law.
Within the law, because the ask wouldn't be for the candidate's own campaign committee, it would be on behalf of an independent group called a super PAC, which would then spend the money in support of the candidate.
The candidate is soliciting, saying, this is a good bunch of people, they do independent expenditure, so I have no involvement in how they spend the money. But they are willing to spend the money to help me if you'll make the contribution and earmark the contribution.
Bopp has organized a super PAC to use money raised this way. He scoffs at Democrats who want to do it, too. They're waiting for an all-clear from the Federal Election Commission.
They want to get the FEC's permission, you know, as if you go to daddy and ask for permission.
Bopp has made his career challenging the campaign finance laws. His basic argument, first, the First Amendment says political speech shouldn't be regulated. Second, the Supreme Court says political money is speech. And third, the very complexity of campaign finance law stifles free speech, as he put it back in 2003 when the Supreme Court upheld McCain-Feingold.
People in Iraq now have more freedom than people in America about their government.
Bopp was more relaxed recently during a break at a conservative conference in McLean, Virginia.
You have to hire a big-time Washington lawyer or a big-time Terre Haute lawyer and spend a whole bunch of money to find out whether or not the government's going to give you permission to talk about the government.
And that's the thing about Jim Bopp. He looms tall and slightly shaggy over Washington, but he's not a creature of it. The Bopp Law Firm, just 10 lawyers, and a nonprofit group are in Terre Haute, Indiana. That's where he and his wife grew up.
My first national client was the National Right to Life Committee in 1978.
He was about 30. He started handling campaign finance issues with right-to-life groups as his plaintiffs. Now he has dozens of clients across the conservative landscape. He's also on the Republican National Committee, and he's prominent in the Federalist Society, an incubator for conservative legal ideas. And yet he never moved to D.C. He says he and his wife considered it once.
We had three young daughters, and we wanted to have a relatively conservative place for them to grow up.
From the moment I met him, I always thought he was underestimated, you know, kind of a country lawyer from Terre Haute.
Laura Murphy is the Washington director of the American Civil Liberties Union. She has deep concerns about Bopp's analysis of campaign finance law, although they work together against McCain-Feingold.
He has said that he admires the strategy behind Brown versus Board of Education.
That's the strategy that brought down school segregation. Here's how Bopp applies it to attack the century-old ban on corporate contributions to candidates. He has four challenges in play around the country. He expects trial and appellate judges will start making conflicting rulings, and then the Supreme Court will have to act. Critics say that Bopp and his allies have turned campaign finance law into the Wild West,
where things nobody thought was legal a few years ago are being tried out.
That's Michael Waldman. He's director of the Brennan Center for Justice, one of several organizations that defend the campaign finance laws. Waldman admits that Bopp has had a long-term plan, and his side does not.
Those who want strong laws are finally beginning a long-term rethink and a long-term drive, but it'll take time.
Meanwhile, for Jim Bopp, it's just supply and demand. Washington regulates businesses, and business people want to influence Washington.
They're not going to just put the money in their pocket and go home.
Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.